The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I want you to take those baby chicks out of the kitchen.
Oh, Mommy, where do I put them?
I don't know. We'll figure that out later, but get them out of the kitchen. Now take them in the other room and keep them in the box. I don't want them running all over, Betsy. Well, here comes Daddy. We'll ask him what to do with them.
Well, hi. Ask Daddy what to do with what, huh?
Oh, Aunt Betsy took Betsy over to some bazaar this afternoon, and they were selling baby chicks for 19 cents a piece. Wouldn't you know? She bought Betsy 5 baby chicks.
Oh, really? Oh, boy. I had some when I was a kid.
Well, then you are hereby appointed custodian in charge of baby chicks.
Oh.
Honestly, that's good. All I need are a bunch of chickens running around the place. I don't have enough to do.
Now, darling, don't be that way. You know how Betsy loves animals of any kind.
Betsy loves the idea of animals of any kind. As soon as there's any work to taking care of, and it's Mother who gets the job.
Where are they?
Well, I made her take them in the other room, and please see that she keeps them in the box. She had them on the kitchen table.
Okay, darling. Now, don't worry about them. There's not much work to taking care of baby chicks.
What happens when they grow up to be big baby chicks, huh? Oh, and listen, call the express office. We had a letter from your mother, and she said she was sending an Easter present to Betsy. She must have sent it last week, but we haven't had any notice in the express office at all.
Okay, all right. Well, hi, Aunt Effie.
Hello, dear. Look at what I got for Betsy.
Yeah, well.
Well, can we help you with dinner?
No, no, I'm afraid dinner's going to be late. I had the roast frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't thaw as much as I thought. It's going to take longer to get done.
Let me peel potatoes, anyhow. Oh, Betsy just loved her little chickens.
Yes, I know. I'm just wondering where we're going to keep them.
I think it's so wonderful for children to have pets. Where do you keep the paring knives? I thought they were in this drawer.
No, I changed things around. Look in the drawer over there. I think maybe the...
Mommy!
Yes. What is it? Well, what is it, dear?
Grandma got me an Easter bunny.
What?
And Daddy, Grandma got me an Easter bunny.
Oh, well, how nice.
How do you know, Betsy?
Daddy's talking to the express company. Go ask him.
She did. Oh, certainly will. Dear?
Yeah.
Dear?
I see. Well, how long will you be open this evening?
What is this about an Easter bunny?
Uh-huh. All right. We'll be right down then. Thanks. Well, we're adding to the family.
I won't have it.
No, darling.
I've got a house to look after, a husband, a child, a dog, chickens, now I've got a rabbit.
Well, if you don't like the baby chicks.
Oh,
I was only trying to make Betsy happy.
Oh, sorry, Aunt Effie, I didn't. Chicks are very cute. It was a nice idea.
Hey, look, how soon is dinner?
Oh, it's going to be late. I put in a roast. It isn't completely thawed.
Okay, look, let's all pile in the car and go down to the express company. What do you say? Huh? Come on.
Where are we going to keep a rabbit?
Darling, rabbits are no trouble at all. It's going to be spring and warm weather. We'll keep them out in the yard.
Bunny rabbits eat lettuce, Mommy. And I'll take care of them, Mommy. Please, Mommy.
All right. Come on. Let's go down to the express office and pick up the rabbit. CBS Radio. One moment, please. CBS Radio. What's that, madam? The Ford Roadshow starring Arthur Godfrey? Oh, yes, it's on the air every Monday through Friday over most CBS radio stations. That's right, madam. You're very welcome. Say, Lucille, what's this I've been hearing about a new sound on the Arthur Godfrey afternoon show? I guess they mean those terrific musicians on the program now. You should excuse the expression, Marge, but they're solid.
Like who?
Oh, like Cozy Cole, Johnny Smith, Bobby Hackett, and, oh, lots and lots more. The best in the business, they tell me.
All that and Godfrey, too?
Mm-hmm.
All that and Godfrey, too.
Well, I wouldn't miss the show for the world.
You and a few million other people.
CBS Radio. One moment, please. I'll connect you.
Well, nothing really. I was just asking the man here why we didn't get any notice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. Just one of those mix-ups, I guess. We sent a check back on the shipment number, but I said to Joe Brennan at the time when we couldn't read the address. I said to Joe, you know, some kid's going to be disappointed not getting her Easter bunny, you know?
Yeah, well, these things happen, I guess.
And nice for a kid to have a rabbit for a pet, huh?
Yeah.
Well, my wife's going to worry that it's going to be a lot of trouble.
Oh, no. One of my boys got 20, 30 rabbits at home. Of course, we only started with two.
Yeah.
There's only one rabbit sent to us, isn't there?
Yeah, but you can always get another.
Yeah,
back. Well, one is all we need.
Well, I'll go get the crate. You just wait a minute.
Mommy, can I put a penny in the slot machine for some bubble gum?
No, you can't have any gum before dinner, dear.
If I stay with Carol after dinner?
Yes, all right.
Yeah, I'll give you a penny.
No, 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 dear. She's got her own allowance now. She has to spend her own money for things like this.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. You got a penny, honey?
Yes.
All right. You know, I really don't know what possessed your mother to send us a rabbit. I really don't. Wouldn't you think she'd write and ask us if we wanted one?
Darling, you know Mother. She likes everything to be a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I love your mother, but someday I'm going to think of a whopping surprise for her.
Rabbits are no trouble at all.
Well, just the same. I don't mean to be unpleasant about it, really. I don't. Betsy, what are you doing? What is she doing?
I don't know. Where's Aunt Effie?
Oh, she said she was going to sit in the car. Oh. Betsy!
Hey, what are you doing, John?
Where's the gum?
What's the matter? Well, did you put your penny in?
Yes.
Well, did you push her this thing?
Yes.
Well, here, let's see. Well, it just doesn't work, honey.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't work. It's stuck, I guess.
I put my penny in.
I know, darling, I know, but the machine doesn't work. It's stuck, I guess. Look, get away a minute. Here, let me give it a good crack. Darn machines, anyhow. They make you so mad. Well, it just doesn't work, darling.
I put a penny in.
I know you did, but it doesn't work.
Well, where's my penny?
You can't get it back. That's all. It's gone.
No. Darn thing.
Betsy.
Well, look, I know just how she feels.
You going to encourage her to use language like this?
I put a penny in, Mommy. Where is it? If I don't get the gum, I want my penny back.
Oh, my dear child, you're just experiencing one of life's small tragedies. You've just been cheated of a penny and a broken gum machine. I'm sorry to tell you, honey, that you'll have to face this sort of thing as you grow older.
I want my penny back, Daddy.
Betsy, now Daddy can't do anything about it. You know, I haven't any money with me. Give her a penny, Daddy.
No, now, you just said she's to spend her own money on these things. What does it teach her if I just give her a penny to replace it? No, she's got to learn that everybody takes a chance on something like this. No, sir, I'm not giving her another penny.
Well, Betsy, I want you to stop that.
I want my penny back.
Well, you can't get your penny back.
Well, where is my penny?
You put it in the machine, and the machine doesn't work. Never mind that. Here comes the man with the bunny rabbit.
Oh, here we are. Here we are, old girl.
Oh, fine, fine. Thank you very much. Okay, come on, Betsy.
Oh, just a minute, sir. There'll be a few storage charges.
What?
Betsy, now, I want you to stop that.
What do you mean, storage charges? Oh, yes. 4 days, free storage, and after that, there's a charge.
What happened to my penny?
And it's been 12 days, I believe, since we received the shipment.
Where's my penny?
Betsy, now, I want you to leave the man alone.
Here. Now, what's the matter?
Now, if you put a penny in the gum machine, it doesn't work.
And I want my penny back!
It's a cute little thing, isn't it? Now, the storage charges...
It's mine, Mommy!
What do you mean, storage charges?
Betsy, now, that is enough.
Well, she is absolutely right. Why should these slot machines people make a penny off Betsy? Look, if that machine doesn't work, why didn't they put a sign up there?
Look, I got nothing to do with it.
Well, you see the guy when he comes around, don't
well,
you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, why does the public always have to take it on the chin?
Here!
Well, I want my penny!
Darling, these things happen. You just have to take it.
Well, she is not taking it, and I'm darn proud of her.
Well, here, my gosh, here's a penny. I'll get it back to my guy when he comes around if I see him. Here's a penny.
All right.
Well, say thank you.
It's my penny.
Say thank you anyway.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to know exactly what you mean by storage charges.
The shipment has been here 8 days over the free storage time.
8 days?
Yeah.
Why didn't my mother write and say she was sending a rabbit in the first place?
I know your mother, dear. She likes surprises.
Well, we never received any notice from your express company that it was here, and it seems to me...
I don't have no control over the mail, sir. There's a charge of 8 days storage. That's the law for keeping the rabbit.
Rabbit? You said there was only one.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I got it mixed up with another crate. You've got two Easter bunnies there, little girl.
Oh, Mommy, two rabbits.
Well, what are you all doing? I've been waiting and waiting in the car.
And Daddy, I got two bunny rabbits.
Oh, how nice. Well, she seems to like the rabbits better than the chickens I gave her.
Oh, come on, bring the livestock and let's go home.
All right. Let's have it. What are the storage charges?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. In far too many schools, classes are twice as large as they should be. As a result, teachers can't give enough attention to the needs of each pupil. Double sessions are more the rule than the exception these days, which puts a double burden on overworked teachers. And there aren't enough qualified teachers to go around. Now, these are problems which parents must meet now and seek to improve. Join a group in your community and work actively for more and better schools.
No, Mother. I called to say that we just got the rabbits. There was some mix-up, and they didn't send us a notice. I don't know.
Ask her why she sent us two rabbits. I'm curious on top of everything.
Yes. Oh, Mother Betsy loves them. Yes, I'll put her on in just a minute, and she can tell you. Mom, listen, Mother, how did you happen to send two? Uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh. Well, no. No, I didn't mean that. I just mean you know what can happen with rabbits.
What can happen, Mommy?
Nothing. Daddy just means there's more to take care of.
Oh, no, we don't mind. Mother, no. Oh, it was, darling. It was a wonderful surprise. No. Well, now, who said anything about sending them back? I just asked a simple question. I just... look, hold on just a minute.
Yeah,
Betsy, here, come tell Grandma how much you like the rabbits.
Come on,
get on the phone. Here, tell
Grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them, Grandma. Oh, yes. What?
She seems to like the rabbits.
Yeah.
I guess Sandra wastes
yeah.
the money.
Oh, no, now, Aunt Effie, she loves both. I mean, all
well,
of them.
Well, I suppose you could give the chicks away if you don't want to take care of them.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie, it's just wonderful that you got them for her, and she's so happy. Betsy, tell Grandma what Aunt Effie gave you, dear.
Grandma, Aunt Effie gave me some baby chicks. Yes. Oh, I love them. They're so cute.
Oh, well, Betsy seems to like them.
Well, we like them too,
Anna. It's sweet of you to think of buying them for
us. There's little enough I can do for her, and I don't have much money to spend.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I'll just set the table. I think the potatoes are done.
Oh, fine, Aunt Effie.
Yes. All right, Grandma. Goodbye.
Boy, all the hurt feelings in a family if you don't say just the right thing.
I know, darling. I'm sorry. They're my relatives, too.
Oh, well, that's all right. If Betsy's happy, that's the important thing. And I guess it's true. You really do live for your children, huh?
Oh, Mommy, look at the chicken. I'm sitting on the rabbit's back. Oh, look at the rabbits. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they're so
oh,
they
are.
Look at
that.
Every Saturday, CBS Radio presents two exciting dramas you'll enjoy. The first is Gunsmoke, set in the pioneer days of Dodge City. The adventures you follow on Gunsmoke center around United States Marshal Matt Dillon. The Marshal is responsible for keeping the peace among the oddly assorted characters who drifted to the West to make new lives for themselves. When one of them tries to achieve that goal at the expense of somebody else's life, the shooting starts on Gunsmoke. But as soon as the trigger clicks, you can count on Marshal Dillon to get right into the fray. His aim for law and order is as true as his aim with a gun. If you like action, you'll like Matt Dillon's behavior in every episode of Gunsmoke. The second drama awaiting you on most of these same stations each Saturday is City Hospital. Like any hospital, City Hospital is a place where life often hangs in the balance, where emotion always runs high. Balcony fan from way back or fifth row center steady, you'll find your favorite seats reserved for you for both of these Saturday programs. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Jay Barney, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.